Today is a day that animal welfare advocates are celebrating as a victory. It's the end of a decades-long battle over the use of chimpanzees in experiments. The National Institutes of Health announced yesterday that it will no longer use chimps in medical research, and that all 50 of these chimps it still has will be released from labs and sent to sanctuaries. The U.S. government has been taking steps in this direction for a few years, but this week's news represents the end of an era. Joining us now for more on this is Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for Here and Now. Welcome, Vicky.
Hey, Indira.
So tell us, what is behind this decision?
Well, this is a combination of pressure from animal welfare groups who've been fighting for chimpanzees to be released from the confines of medical research labs. And it's a sign of changing public opinion, and it's a practical change in the way biomedical research is conducted. Lots of scientists say we simply don't need to use chimps in experiments anymore. We have other better ways of doing research. In fact, in 2010, 2011, a government advisory panel looked into this question: are chimps necessary for biomedical research? The decision in the wake of that study was to, in 2013, retire 300 NIH chimps and to hold these last 50 that we're talking about today as a reserve. But it appears that for more than 2 years, only one request was made to use these remaining chimps for experiments, and even that request was withdrawn. So this past summer, too, by the way, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service enhanced federal protections for chimpanzees in the U.S. They ruled that all chimps, wild and captive, are to be considered endangered under the Endangered Species Act. And in September, that brought significant protection to the species. This week, NIH, in its announcement, said that, quote, "We've reached the point in the U.S. where invasive research on chimpanzees is no longer something that makes sense," end quote. And that's not to say that there aren't people in the medical field who disagree with all this. There are.
Well, let's unpack that. What kind of biomedical research were chimps being used for, and how will that research be done now?
Well, historically, they've been used for everything from infectious disease to even flight experiments. Now we're talking about computer models or other kinds of animals.
Okay. Well, tell us about the other reactions you're hearing, not from the biomedical community.
Well, animal welfare activists are praising it. I just got off the phone with Wayne Pacelli of the Humane Society of the United States. They've been involved in this stuff for years, and he's ecstatic. He calls this the end of a long, sad era of experimentation on chimps.
All right. So tell us, what happens to these 50 remaining chimpanzees now? What are the logistics involved in transferring them?
You can imagine the logistics are huge, the problems with them. There are 50 chimps. Some of them are elderly, and chimps can live into their 50s and even their 60s. They're now held in three research facilities in Texas and New Mexico. All of them will be moved to the only federally approved chimp sanctuary in the United States. That's Chimp Haven in Louisiana. And at the moment, there are only 25 slots open. So we're talking about a transfer that will likely be years in the making.
All right. Well, does this signal that the U.S. government might be actually moving away from using primates or any animals in medical research?
No, there are still animals in medical research. In fact, the announcement from the NIH made clear that they'll continue to work with other non-human primates like rhesus monkeys.
All right. Well, Vicky Croak covers the animal kingdom for Here and Now. We're going to link you to Vicky's wildlife blog at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much, Vicky.
Thank you, Indira.